IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Assalamu alaikum to the listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, Brother Sajjad Haida. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Sajjad Haida, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, during the history of Iran, especially in the 19th century, there was a protest called in Farsi as Nehzade Tambaku, in English the Persian Tobacco Protest. It was led by a Shia Ayatollah, that is the late Ayatollah, Grand Ayatollah Mirza Hassan Shirazi, who was the greatest religious authority on that time, located in Samarra. He put his hawza and his teaching center over there. You know, he in fact issued a fatwa in 1891 against the tobacco use in Iran, and that was because the Nasiruddin Shah, the Shah of Iran, the King of Iran on that time, gave rights of buying and selling of the tobacco to the British Empire. So in a fatwa, a religious authority shows his opposition towards this and consider it as muharaba with Imam al-Zaman, a fight against Imam al-Mahdi. He wanted to show his, we can say, utmost opposition to this decision of the time. This is the history, a short history of Nehzade Tambaku or the Persian Tobacco Protest. But what lessons can we take today from this act of the Ayatollah, I mean Mirza Hassan Shirazi, in order to face imperialism and the imperial powers in the world? Sayyid Mohsen, what lessons would you take?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we need to look into the depth of what happened.
Yes.
We see that at that time, and even in today's time, yes, we see people used to smoke as well. Like, it wasn't like the way that people were not smoking.
Okay.
But the fatwa or the order or the rule of forbidding the smoking in Iran, it was done for the Iranians only, mm-hmm, and not the rest of the world by Ayatollah Shirazi. When we look at this, we see that there must be something else or a hidden message behind it. There must be something important. What we see that in that time, East India Company or the Britain government, obviously, it was invading different countries through different means.
Yes.
We can see that in East India Company, with the agreement of a trade event into the subcontinent. And they took the rulership of the subcontinent for many years. And then when they went out, they divided the subcontinent into different countries. At that time, obviously, they also wanted to enter the territory of the Iran or Iranian land.
That's right.
Which was led by Nasiruddin Shah.
Okay.
And the opposition which was made or from within Iran by many scholars, and it was led by mainly Mirza Shirazi,
yes,
it shows us that it wasn't a mere religious fatwa, it was a political stand, basically,
yes,
against the Taghut, against the vested powers, or against those who are imperialists. So it was against them. So it has an importance, because when we look at these details, we can easily understand that how bad is imperialism and how good is Islam, that Islam gives even a power to a jurist to stop an enemy from entering into the,
yes,
territories.
Yes. And we know that on that time, the Qajar dynasty in Iran, because it was invaded from one part from the Soviet Union part, the other part from the Britishers, in their own contracts, they used to sell Iran for free, for a payment, yeah, a simple payment during the year, an annual payment on a monthly basis or a yearly basis, or, for example, in this Reji contract, which was the tobacco one, they gave the right of selling and buying the tobacco to the British Empire for 50 years.
Yeah.
See, for 50 years. And this was how the country was led by these people. And as you said, the great role of Mirza Shirazi and the other ulama, there were also so many other ulama on that time who gave fatwa against this one. Okay, Brother Sajjad Haider.
Yeah, I would like to say what inspires me personally. If you see into the history of humanity as a whole,
yes,
there are three pillars, three important pillars which actually influence the course of history.
Yes.
Rulers, the clergy, and also the people.
Yes.
This is a triangle, you know.
Okay.
It affects whole the course of history. So for me personally, it's actually a unique story, a unique event in whole of the human history, I will call it, that a ruler wants to give concession to a country, and at the same time, a religious leader comes and he orders the followers of that country to not use tobacco. And you see that even this the effects of this fatwa even enters into his palace.
Yes.
So the you see that the wife of
the Shah,
yeah, Shah,
the king,
she was influential in breaking this
hookah into the yard.
Yeah.
That's right.
So for me personally, it's a very unique event in the history.
Okay.
How influential mm-hmm. a religious a leader may be in a particular time. So this is actually a historical event.
Yes.
But it we know that there is another type of history. We
yes.
call it the history of thought,
yes.
where we actually not just stop at the event, but we go deeper into the analysis and
how we
give it attached to whole the course of history.
That's
and
right.
how things move in the course of history. So if we give how this happened, how the people become so much obedient to a religious
yes.
leader. So it gives a very deep touch to the roots of this obedience,
right.
this adherence to the religious leader. And that is something which has been founded by Ayyuma alayhimus salam.
That's right.
They actually taught Shia communities to adhere to their imam in the real meaning of
right.
the adherence. So it was a very unique thing. So that's the point which I want to,
that's right.
Inspires me personally on this.
I think if we want to really understand this
yes.
Scenario, what happened, as dear guest has mentioned, if we look at the Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send prophets from an ordinary houses. They were raised from an ordinary houses, and they used to come against the kings of the time. For example,
yes.
the Prophet Abraham came in front of Namrud.
Namrud, that's right.
And the Prophet Moses alayhi salam came in front of Pharaoh. So, but these kings, the difference is that these kings were not obedient to the prophets, to the religious leader who was sent by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they were, we can say, subservient to these personalities, they could have a better kingdom, for example, or if the people were listening to them. So this process went on, and it has a travel, like obviously it travels through the
yes,
history, and it
right.
came to the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay.
And after that, as brother has said, that the A'imma alayhimus salam, they taught people that, you know, the main aim of the prophets and the imams is that the people should listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the time of the occultation of the imam, it is the mujtahid or marja.
Very good.
Who is the representative of the imam, and people must listen to them.
Very good.
So we can see that fortunately, alhamdulillah, there is a big, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this mentality that if a religious leader who is the representative of imam, if he says something, we need to be obedient to him.
Very good.
And our lives are saved in this way.
And it was really strange because
yes.
on that time, not only the believing Muslims, but the minorities in Iran listened to this fatwa from a Muslim Shia authority, Grand Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. And after that, the case is that it becomes a national slogan, a national motto, a national slogan for the whole people in Iran, up to an extent, as Brother Sajjad Haidar said, even the wives of the Shah, the king, inside
yeah.
the palace, breaks, you know, the hookahs into the yard and stop using tobacco.
And if the king at this time would oppose Mirza Shirazi, he would be just like Pharaoh and the Namrud.
He would be removed.
Yes.
He would be
so,
overwhelmed, removed.
So we can see this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
Okay.
That the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the saints, the prophets, the imams, They are the one who we need to follow. And this gives us a lesson that if you follow the representative who has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, then there is a life for you.
There is a beautiful sentence by Etemad al-Saltanat, the vice president of that on Nasiruddin Shah in Farsi, and then I translate it into English. It says, "Afarin bar qalam janab Mirza," referring to Mirza Hasan Shirazi, "ke bishtar az sarnayze dowlat Iran asar darad." It means, well done to the pen, the writing, the fatwa, the paper of Mirza, which is more influential than these guns and the spears, sure, and the military power of the whole administration of Iran at that time. See, a sentence, just a simple sentence. It is one sentence, okay, one line, that from today onward, consuming tobacco will be considered as opposition to Imam Zaman. And that's all.
Yeah.
And the whole community, the Muslims in Iran, are following it and doing it and stop it. And then the contract is abrogated.
Obviously, this shows us the power of Islam,
yes,
number one. Number two, that the system which was set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes,
which is the system of wilaya.
Yes.
You know, this is important, that
yes,
the Quran has given us a system, and
yes,
that is wilaya.
Yes.
That after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waliyukum, your wali, or the
yes,
wali is Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay.
And there are 12 imams. And at the time where we have the imam, the 12th imam in the occultation, it is the maraji uzam, it is the fuqaha. And it is the waliya faqih, basically.
Okay.
Waliya faqih is the faqih which is governing a government, a mm-hmm, state.
Okay.
That's what it means. And Mirza Shirazi at his time was a waliya faqih.
That's right.
Obviously, he had power over the king.
Yes.
He had power beyond the powers of the king.
He was in Samarra, yeah, but he had control over
had
the
control
religious
over
houses
here
of Iran.
So basically, Waliya Faqih, and in today's world, when we have the supreme leader, we have to be obedient to him. We have to listen to him, because
okay,
this is a gift which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The system itself is a gift, and this is the true system which we need to follow.
That's right.
And this system will take us towards the justice and the peace that we are looking for.
That's all right. Okay.
Yeah, if you analyze this phenomenon, that Shia actually more than rulers, they obey imam,
yes,
and after him the maraja.
Yes.
So if you analyze this point, actually it's a very rational point. If you see rulers normally, they obey their own personal interests and desires, but against this, the imam has an integrity.
Yes.
This idea that a nation obeys a person with integrity and a person who is purified, so he watches over their interests, not the interest of some third party or elite or another group.
Yes.
He's purified and he watches over the nation and looks what's good for them in this life and the hereafter. So even the concept of wilaya is very irrational concept, that why even you obey Allah? Because first of all, he knows your what is better for you, what
yes,
is good for you,
okay,
more than you.
That's right.
And the same way, the imams and the maraja. So this is a very beautiful thing about our Shia school of thought,
yes,
that in the center of the ummah, in this tradition, we actually obey a person who has integrity, who is purified, and who obeys Allah in the real sense. And he is near people. This is the beautiful thing, that he is not like a king who has a luxurious life. No,
yes,
he's a normal person,
okay,
living with people.
That's
people.
Right.
So I think this is a very beautiful thing.
That's right. And there are so many lessons in this action of Mirza Hasan Shirazi for today's rulers of the world, mm-hmm, of the Muslim lands. We know that there are so many kings nowadays in some of the Muslim states and Muslim lands who are hand in hand with Israel, who are hand in hand with the imperial powers in the world, who are selling their lands, who are selling their petrols to the Westerners, to the non-Muslims, to the secular capital liberal world. And unfortunately, they are ruining the integrity and solidarity of the Muslim lands in general. I think that Mirza Shirazi's action, you know, in this regard could be a good lesson for them to find solidarity and unity among the Muslims, and how a fatwa, a religious induction, can make the people into one pillar, that is Islam.
You know, we can see even the same action is being repeated in our time.
Okay.
For example, when the Syria was in danger, well, ISIS was there. Yes. We can see that how the supreme leader is ordering and the people from this country.
Or Ayatollah Sistani in Iraq.
And even in Iraq, when ISIS is coming, how Ayatollah Sistani gives a fatwa.
Fatwa, yes.
That it is necessary upon everyone living in Iraq. So in Iraq, we can see that the Sunnis, the Shias, the Christians, everyone was there.
Very good.
Why? Because a representative of Imam, a Marja, has given a fatwa that it is necessary upon you to save your country.
Yes.
And how they have saved their system, how they saved their country from these powers which were been sent by those imperialists.
Yes.
So this shows us, and even at this time in our life, we can see the same thing happening. And those who are obeying the Marja,
yes,
they are having the life. They are having a happy life. And they have the success in their life.
That's right.
And those who are not obeying, obviously, they are going sometimes near the Zionist regime. Sometimes they're begging to the America. And then America is saying is that it's a cow which I milk. And there are many other things.
Yes,
you know?
That's right.
So instead of getting all those titles which you're getting from enemies,
yes,
it's better to follow what has been said by the religion, what has been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, that's right.
And there is also a lesson for people of the world, nations,
yes,
that they, when they look into this event in the history, they find when a nation obeys a person like a purified and a person with integrity like this Marja, if they obey a such person, it will end in politically, it will lead them to a good life in the political sense. So I think the nation of Iran at that point, people of today's world should think to obey it, to follow them.
Okay.
And how this obedience to a Marja leads to the good results. And we see in the course of history what happened. The Islamic revolution came into being. And all this historical course we see as a result of the stand of the scholars like this grand Ayatollah.
Mirza Shirazi, beside this, you know, banning the tobacco use, has also had other, you know, socio-political, we can say, efforts. For example, in a telegraph to the Queen of England, he opposes the massacre of the Hazara Shias in Afghanistan by Abdurrahman at that time. In order to make unity between the Sunni and Shias, he pays this shahriya, or the monthly salary, to the Sunni, we can say, students of the Samarra Hawza on that time. So many other, you know, building the schools here and there in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in India, you know, and sending the people to different regions. You know, he was really a marja, a religious authority, but a person who was a man of action, I think.
One thing about his personality that most of people do not know, that he was the student of Sheikh Ansari.
Uh-huh.
And after that, he became the only marja. There was another marja.
Hujjat Kukamari.
Hujjat Kukamari.
Yeah, Kukamari, yes.
So
Ayatollah Hujjat Kukamari.
After him, obviously, Mirza Shirazi became the only marja. But the rest of them, Ayatollah Hayri, and the big faces that we see in the history, the maraje, they were the students of
Mirza Shirazi. Yes, that's all right. Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, who was also martyred on that time.
Allama Muzaffar, Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri, Ayatollah Hayri, and there are many other.
Mirza Hussain Naini, you know, all these figures that we are naming had role in the political scene of Iran on that time, Abdul Karim Hayrezi and all the people.
One last thing for today's world, that if our youth and the people who are at the West, especially the Muslims who are listening to this program, obviously, what they need to do is, if they want to have a better life, is that to listen to the orders of Wali Faqih. And he has ordered for Jihad al-Tabiyin. We had a program, I think, on the explanatory jihad.
A struggle for clarification.
And if we can show the right picture of Islam to the world, then obviously this world will be changed to a peaceful world.
Inshallah. Sha'ban 24, 13, 12, according to the lunar calendar, is the day that he passed away at the age of 82. His body was taken into one of the chambers around the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one guess says that he was poisoned by the British mercenaries for his death. Okay? One of the guesses is this, which is documented in the history. May Allah bless the soul of Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Hosseini, mainly known as Mirza Shirazi or Mirza the Great, a person who banned tobacco use against the Reji contract in Iran, against the imperialism, British imperialism in Iran. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Sajjad Haydar for your presence in the program. It was very kind of you talking about the Persian tobacco protest in Iran led by the late Grand Ayatollah Mirza Hassan Shirazi. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also a YouTube, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi aman Allah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن